Welcome to another edition of the Business and Personal Podcast, where we bring you closer to the people you do business with. And oftentimes, I like to bring you closer to people that are doing great things out there in the world. And so thrilled today to have Randy Titone, the Executive Director of Limbs for Life, on with us. They're based out of Oklahoma City, but they help people all around the world. Pretty amazing what they do, and we're going to get into that here in this podcast. But first of all, Randy, thanks for taking the time to join me today.
Oh, you bet. I'm super excited to be here, Ryan.
So it's the Business and Personal Podcast. So just tell people a little bit about yourself, first of all, and what led you to Limbs for Life.
Well, my experience with Limbs for Life goes all the way back to 1995. I was practicing physical therapy here in Oklahoma City, a world-renowned prosthetic facility here, Scott Sablich Prosthetics. Back then, it was just Sablich Prosthetics. When John, his father, had the business, he started the foundation in 1995, and I was actually the therapist for the first executive director. About a year after the foundation started, they asked me to be on the board. So I was on the board of directors here for about 10 years.
Fantastic. So just this, we only have so much time in this podcast. So we can't get into every single thing that Limbs for Life does, but give our listeners and viewers an idea of exactly what you do there.
Well, I say all the time, our mission here is an inch wide and a mile deep. We provide fully functional prosthetic devices to people who are uninsured or underinsured. So people that don't have insurance, or you might have insurance, but it doesn't pay for prosthetics. So over the last 2 years, we've spent close to $1.5 million. So our reach is very, very wide.
So explain to me how this works. Any time that there's an amputation involved, generally it's a very traumatic, an accident maybe happens, and life-changing. People don't have the money, they don't have the means. So, you know, what you need is so valuable. So let's say someone ran into that situation. They have an amputation, they have no means to pay for their new prosthetic. Does a clinic reach out to you for the donated parts?
So a clinic can reach out to us. The clinic can have the patient reach out to us. A lot of times they'll just Google, because they're really faced with more than one problem. They've just lost a leg, so they don't know how to adapt and overcome that struggle. And then they don't have insurance, so now they're wondering how they're gonna pay for it. And so they reach out to us. And so we provide that guidance and those services. And so they literally just fill out an application. We need to make sure that they don't have the financial means to pay for a prosthesis. They can actually be 250% above the poverty level. So you don't have to be, you know, destitute, and you can have a job. And so we just want to make sure that you don't have the financial means to buy a prosthesis on your own. So we do a criminal background check to make sure that we're dealing with, you know, reasonably great people. And so then when we have the funding to provide it, we approve them and we reach out to the clinic. The clinic provides the prosthesis and we write a check to the clinic.
So is it always the person that reaches out directly to you and then you work with the clinic afterwards, or could it be the reverse where the clinic reaches out?
It can be the reverse. A patient can go into the clinic and say, hey, I lost my leg. I don't have insurance, or, you know, I don't know what the process is. And the clinic can say, well, we work with the Limbs for Life Foundation because we work with over 300 clinic partners in the US, and they can direct us here. They can call us, they can email us. We have a great relationship with all of these clinics. And so then we get to work with trying to get people approved as fast as we can and with the funding that we have. And so it's at a fraction of a cost of what the prosthesis actually pays, but the facilities work with us at a discounted rate.
Win-win for everybody. Obviously, the patient gets the prosthesis that they maybe normally wouldn't be able to get.
Right.
The clinic still gets some income from the process, and they feel
Absolutely.
Good about what they're doing. And then, of course, you feel great, you know, about what you are doing. Now,
Right.
from the clinic side of it, perhaps there's a clinic that sees this that hadn't heard of Limbs for Life before. Is there a process for them to become a partner with you?
basically, they just have to agree to our terms, and that is that they will provide a prosthesis, they will provide a picture of the patient at delivery, really just showing that they got the leg. Then they will have the patient sign the delivery ticket, and they will agree to warranty the leg just like they would anyone else. Then they simply send us an invoice and we pay them in about a week.
Okay. So oftentimes, is it you provide every single part that's needed for that prosthesis and it's built from scratch, or sometimes they only need a few parts? Like, how does that normally work?
Yeah, virtually they're building a brand new prosthesis from scratch. And so we provide the parts and components, and those are recycled or refurbished. And so those parts, the foot, the pylon, which you might say is the tibia of a prosthesis, and then if they're an above knee amputee, the knee. And so we will provide all those parts and components, and then they will fabricate the socket, which is what goes next to the skin or close to the skin.
And you have parts for both above and below the waist prosthesis?
Absolutely. We have thousands of parts because we have people donate used prosthetic devices to us all the time.
And you're working with people all around the world, right? Not just the United States.
Absolutely. We've had an influx of shipments going out and requests coming in the last few months. One of the things is we will provide parts and components to anyone, anywhere. So we will provide those outside the U.S. or to a clinic or a patient in the U.S. as well.
So that's got my brain going in a couple places, Randy. First of all, you must have one heck of a warehouse to store all of these parts.
It's 2,000 square feet. It's just next door.
And secondly, there's a constant need. So the need for donations never ends. For people that are
monetary donations never ends, and the need for prosthetic devices never ends, because you know, you may not be aware, but over 500 people a day in the United States lose a limb to diabetes, vascular issues, cancer, trauma, or just birth defect. So it's an issue that is big for certain.
So yeah, you kind of answered one of the questions I had coming up next. You're reading my mind here, Randy, but for, you know, there might be people listening that just, they're pulled at their heartstrings and they want to donate in some way. They may not have any prosthetic parts, but you do accept monetary donations as well.
Absolutely, Ryan. And one of the things that, you know, people have a hard time understanding, but I say, you know, we're not trying to do anything. We're doing it. So a below the knee prosthesis, we pay the clinics $2,500, and above the knee prosthesis, we pay the clinics $3,500. So for as little as $2,500, if a patient writes, if a donor writes a check to us for a patient, 100% of that money is going directly to putting a prosthesis on a patient. So none of it goes to overhead, none of it goes to keep the lights on. We have a quasi-endowment that covers all of that. And so 100% of donations goes to funding.
So this is a great message for people out there listening, that there's two parts to this. Yeah, it's one thing to deliver all the parts to the clinic, but the money to pay them doesn't just appear out of thin air. That needs to come in some way, somehow as well, right?
Right. You know, sometimes people will email us and say, yeah, I heard I could get a free leg from you. And I say, well, it's at no cost to you. They're not free because people are donating money and we're writing a check. And so I want people to understand that we take their donation and their goodness and their kindness in their donation very, very serious. And we do the best we can to be good stewards of their money.
Apologize, I'm gonna ask you kind of a loaded question right now, but what are some of the biggest needs for Limbs for Life right now? If you had to kind of rank the top couple of things, what are you really looking for?
Well, in regard to monetary issues, the need, it always outweighs the ability to fund people. And so that's just a constant need. And so I tell people, you don't have to hit a home run with a donation. You don't have to fund a whole prosthesis on your own. If you can, that's wonderful. And we're incredibly grateful for that. But just last week, I sent a handwritten note to a young lady who has been donating $20 a month for 6 years, and she's funded a prosthesis on her own. And so, you know, pennies add up to nickels and nickels add up to dollars. And so, you know, anything that people can donate is great. That's on the monetary side. On the prosthetic componentry side, we always ask people, we realize how traumatic it is when you lose a loved one, but when your loved one, or you just, you know, kids can outgrow a prosthesis, or your insurance buys you another one, especially if you might be a veteran. Having those higher end devices donated is always a plus for us. We take anything from low end components, but obviously the higher end things that people can really use to get back to work, to further their education in school, is always a great place.
And certainly tax deductibility is something anybody that's making donations has a concern about. Either case, are either of those tax deductible?
Yes.
At the end of the year?
Yes. So obviously their financial donations are tax deductible. And then when they donate a prosthesis, we give them a tax receipt. We do not put a determination on the value of the prosthesis. They have to go to their accountant and determine that. But we provide, whether you donate a foot, a pylon, a knee, whatever it might be, we will give you a receipt. So,
got it. So many success stories. We could do a series of podcasts probably where you tell me about all your different success stories, Randy. So again, I'm going to put you on the spot. Is there one in particular that really stands out for you?
Absolutely. There's many that are incredibly emotional for me, just because of the nature of our work. But one happened on October 5th of last year. Young man, Richie Horvat, you can Google him. His story was all over the Dallas area. And now we just had a national magazine, exclamation point. It's an international magazine. We were featured in that. This young man was traveling for work, making a delivery. He ran out of gas. He called his dad. His dad came to help him gas up his car, and a distracted driver hit them on I-35 outside of Dallas, subsequently killed his father, and he lost his leg above the knee. And so his soon-to-be wife, his fiance at the time, reached out to us days after the accident, and we got going, and we were able to provide him, I think it was last month now, with a fully functional new prosthesis with a partner in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And now Richie is up walking, he's gotten married, and he's looking towards a much brighter future. And so, you know, those are things that you just cannot put a monetary value on, that are just so incredible and so powerful about the gifts that we get and what we do with those gifts. And so, you know, it's powerful and it's emotional for us. And we want people to know that we're making a difference, and we're providing freedom of mobility when these people might not have another opportunity for that.
You know, sometimes I feel like the term life-changing gets overused a little bit, but certainly not in this case. I mean, you all are literally changing lives for the better. You know, if there's 500 amputees a day in this country, then I have to think there's quite a few of them that are in that situation that would need your help, that just cannot afford it on their own. So, and just amazing.
We have, unfortunately, we have more applications than we are able to fund right now. But, you know, every day we had just 2 weeks ago, we had a gentleman call our office to ask about donating a limb, and he ended up writing a check for $30,000 to us. So it comes from the most, you know, unknowing places. And, you know, people are donating stock, and they're doing, they're putting us in their will, and they're doing, qualified distributions from their 401k. And so a lot of those things you certainly wouldn't think about at first, but are great areas for people to look at.
So for people that are listening and inspired now to help out in whatever way they can, Randy, what is the easiest way to reach out?
LimbsForLife.org. It's LimbsForLife.org. LimbsForLife.org. Call our office, call and ask for me. We want people to know and see the passion behind our work.
So Randy, again, thanks so much for coming on. We've got Limb Loss Awareness Month here in April when we're going to be releasing this. So I thought it was a great time to shine a light on what you're doing, but not just Limb Loss Awareness Month, all 12 months of the year, what you need is a great need. So hopefully we get this out there and people continue to stumble across it over the course of time and help you guys out.
That's fantastic. We sure appreciate your help, Ryan.